is no surprise that higher education in the United States and worldwide is going through some major changes. These changes range from reduced funding for U.S. colleges and universities as they try to educate greater numbers of students about the implications of technological changes that have, in many cases, drastically changed the way students are taught and tested. In this week's report on education, Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman speaks with Molly Corbett Broad, the president of the American Council of Education. At a recent gathering of educators, she compared the changes reaching college campuses to the 1944 GI Bill in the United States, when returning veterans of the Second World War were given greater access to higher education. She called what is now happening as an avalanche of transformational innovation on a scale that has not been seen since the passage of that GI Bill.
The GI Bill tripled the number of American men studying in college, and the downstream impact of that growth in college graduates played a major role in the growth of the economy in the U.S. We are arguably in this kind of innovation, not just in teaching and learning, but also in scholarly research, probably the greatest change in our history since World War II. Leading to a dramatic expansion of opportunity that will serve people of all ages and all geographies.
Change is never an easy thing, especially in an area such as education, which relies so much on tradition. Is this a battle that's taking place?
Well, it certainly is a period of challenge for American higher education. I must say, college and university presidents in the U.S. are modestly optimistic about the future. They see that the additions in information technology and the uses of artificial intelligence and the emerging cognitive sciences are really opening up opportunities that will allow them to achieve very high quality, which is the key for professors, and defined uses of technology that would be comparable to the quality of the best professor is what the challenge is. But we are seeing evidence that artificial intelligence, cognitive science are opening up ways in which you can have high quality at a large scale and still have it customized to the individual student.
If you could, give me some examples that our audience can relate to.
So one example that comes immediately to mind are the various tests that we offer in the U.S. for admission to college, for example. And we now have the capability to have those tests be much more than multiple choice. They can be fill-in-the-blank, writing essays. They can be evaluated and machine-read while you are still at the testing site. If you did not pass every component of the test, you will get a diagnosis of what you missed, guidance that is very specific to workbooks and other materials that will help you prepare, and then you have the opportunity to take the test again. This is very high quality, but it's at a very significant scale.
What is your list of priorities as far as what must be done and what is being done?
At the top of the list would be to own the innovations that are unfolding and to leverage them in ways to advance the mission of higher education rather than trying to avoid the impact of the unfolding avalanche of transformation.
And you're optimistic, right?
I am very optimistic.
Molly Corbett Broad, the president of the American Council of Education, speaking with Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman.